while things have gone very well for us this week, you know, things will not always be great. We are still likely going to have tons of whelps. We are going to get punched in the dick. We will lose stuff. But as far as none of us in the directorate or the coordination team or any of the serious business stuff, I think anticipated that these guys would whiff their first week so badly. Like, this is, like I said on the meta show, like, this is fucking amateur hour. Now, that doesn't matter in terms of defense, because if you, you know, there's still 150,000 of these idiots. They are extremely dangerous. We cannot let our guard down. And if they continue to fail to invade us, we will just continue to be invading them, right? Like, if they want to spend their time blowing up random fucking citadels we've abandoned in the catch exclusion zone and running multiple strat ops, like, I've been trying to figure out why they're so tired. And I think maybe one of the reasons why they are so tired is that they have been doing alarm clocks and, like, pushing their guys with all caps herf pings in order to form up and then destroy things that we already told everybody that we weren't going to defend. So it's not just that, like, we have been pulling off some successful, like, tactical blue balls like we did last night in US time zone, which was amazing, in XE-TAC, where we held them there and they just, like, 1,100 bad guys helped defend Test's XE-IHUB, which sucks anyway, and then went home with no fun, no fight. And then today, they're just not doing anything, so whatever. But the point is that even if the bad guys do not deliver, we will deliver to the bad guys, right? We are not gearing up to defend ourselves against this barbarian invasion of, like, random-ass puppies. And then if they just turn around and go home, or they're half-assing it, we are going to continue to full-ass this thing until Test is in a very different place. Test remains next. Test is now. Test is next. And I'm going to have a sip of coffee because apparently I'm tripping over my words. Hold on. I wanted to, like, give a bunch of people shout-outs on the Fireside. I'm going to do some. And one of the challenges I have is that I have seen so many new faces stepping up, like people who are making the leap into, you know, I don't want to say, like, you know, we need line members. We need people who are in the fleets and the right ships in the right time. Like, you have to have that. But I have also seen, in addition, a bunch of people willing to step up and do, like, leadershipy type things, right? Like, running their first skirmish commander fleets, so, like, doing cord work, doing all of these things, like, stepping up, coming up with ideas, pulling together. I think it's safe to say that we are more united as a coalition than we ever have been, right? Nothing brings everybody together quite like being stuck in a trench together. It irons out all of the differences between us because there's 150,000 fucking puppies who are trying to kill us. So, you know, high fives all around. Kozlejack wants to give a shout out to Parth and Coronon, who have both been running tons and tons of QRF fleets, as has Cauldronborn. I was actually had a list. I was going to give Kozlejack a shout out because he has been a fucking cord hero. Alice, obviously we all love Alice because he's not only an amazing FC, but he also just holds down AUTZ in Chinese time zone, Ares Bar, Ultra Cow, AU, very helpful. Scopehone, obviously doing all sorts of dev tools that makes, we can't talk about them, but they're amazing. DeClorian Pilot. We're going to be talking about what DeClorian Pilot has been up to with GSFOE here in a bit, because I need to herf about that. It's a new org I'm very excited about. And the fact that the enemy is giving us enough bandwidth that we can work on, like, org development and, like, trying completely new tactics day after day after day is one of the biggest advantages we have over the enemy. When they give us bandwidth, we change our structure and we make things better and we improve things. And mainly, it seems like when they run into trouble, they're frustrated, they do things the same way, and then they blame each other or they blame their line members. So, you know, there you go. When I see something go wrong on an op, I do not think that it is an FC's fault. I do not think that it's an individual's fault. I see a structural problem, like something went wrong, so we need to fix the thing that went wrong by building something new to make sure it never happens again. But, you know, whatever. All right, so let's go through some of this stuff. This is an Elysium. I mean, you know, fuck it. Like, it shouldn't be, I shouldn't be able to be so fucking casual about this on day six of us getting invaded. But, you know, hey, dudes, this is an Elysium. Let me know. Are you guys having fun? How you feel about this war? I just want to get some feedback from you guys. And, you know, hope, you know, I've been having a shitload of fun. The fleets I've been on, I've been hearing people having a ton of fun. I know that we're having a shitload more fun than our enemies because I watch them talk amongst themselves and they're suffering. But, Yeah, hell yeah. All right, cool. Good. Because this is not stopping anytime soon, guys. Like, we have declared a hell war. We have declared that Test is next. And even if all of the other bad guys besides Test go away tomorrow, we are quite serious when I say that the path to victory lies through Test's skull. So that's happening. All right. I need to respond to this text message really fast. Pardon me. All right, so let's see what else we got. Today's Fireside, like, you know, we normally Saturdays we have like Illuminati meetings, we have meetings, but like we ended up canceling all the meetings today because, you know, all of our dudes have been in comms working with each other around the clock for a week now. And like we have so much communication that there's no need to have a meeting because everybody knows what's up. So that's cool. Let me see what I want to hit on this. I mean, you guys all know about the Alpha Star pilot meltdown, the cracks forming, the hilarious bullshit. You guys know that we have been ruining their markets. You know that we've been ruining their supply lines. It's Munins are hilariously expensive, but apparently we didn't need to ruin their supply lines as much because I guess the guys running Horde are going to sell Cormorants for $35 million a pop to fucking newbies. That's just pathetic. But whatever. I didn't expect to see infighting amongst these guys as rapidly as we have. You know, if you're in charge of something, you never have to say you're in charge of something. So it's always sort of struck me as interesting when I see in hostile alliances when somebody who is like losing control of their org, where you have like, you know, Pro God Legend or somebody saying like, you know, we are the commanders, like we're the ones who are in charge and like fighting over who's in charge and all that stuff. And if you have to say you're in charge, you're not in fucking charge. Right? Like this is 101 shit. I want to talk about some brass tack stuff, right? Let's move to the tactical stuff. I think you guys have a good overview of like how the war is going. Let me check my notes here, please. Okay, so I want to, in Elysium here, we are doing a lot of dread stuff. The bad guys are moving dreads today. We are moving dreads around, blah, blah, blah. So Asher wants me to ask, those of you who have an extra dreadnought on your capital character, like if you have your dread guy and you have like two revs instead of just one, if you have an extra dread on your cap character, please X up an Elysium so we know that you exist. Okay, because we are, whoa, okay, that's good. That's perfect. We want more dreads, more. So here's what we're doing, guys. We are going to be doing a dread move op soon. We are not going to waste our Saturday prime time to do it, like tested. We do not need to post an amazing all coalition CTA. You guys know we move dreads around all the time. So we are going to be doing a fucking dread move op to a secondary cache location. And, you know, again, this is for people who have extra dreads. We don't want you, if you only have one dread, keep it where it is. But if you have a spare dread, we're going to do a move up. When we were originally planning our defensive delve in a fountain, we expected certain invasion vectors, which were like the adult normal invasion vectors that if we were planning, to siege Fortress Delve, which we have conquered Delve, we have conquered this space that we live in repeatedly over the course of the last however many years. So we know the danger spots and shit like that. And in our initial configuration, we expected that the enemy would be attacking the most obvious places that seem to us like adults in the room where you would attack this region if you wanted to roll it. And so we have to do a little reconfiguration because, you know, they did not go with the optimal play. So cool. So look for spare dread move ops. That's coming soon. Looks like we have a few dread. I encourage you, if you do not have a T2, siege, tactical weapon reconfiguration trained to 5, I don't know how long it's going to be before the puppies, whine so much that they get CCB to take it down. But that $40 for 1.5 million skill points is a steal if you have like 100 million SP, like old school character or something. I threw $40 at CCB last night, and now one of my Phoenix alts has T2 siege because I didn't realize that it didn't have T2 siege. So, you know, it's cool. It's a steal. Do it. Let's see what else we got. couple other things we're doing. So on Baltec fleets, this is something for people who are fax pilots. We haven't really used active rep faxes that much. The way that the battleship meta is right now, especially because when we're talking about like Citadel defense and stuff, we are throwing around faxes a lot. But we are going to be using more active rep faxes. So when you're seeing, when you're looking for, when you're seeing pings about like supporting a Baltec fleet, we need people to have, you know, we're not saying get rid of the passive tanked faxes, but we do need active rep faxes for certain things that we're doing. So if you see a ping for that and you have one lying around and you're interested, it is something that we need. So please be aware. Okay, next question here. Sorry, guys, I've got a big list of shit to go through here. So I'm seeing some questions in Elysium. So if the directors who are not running their mouths can answer some of these questions as things scroll, I want to make sure that people aren't getting like left out here. Market PvP. A lot of people have been engaging in ruining the Munin supply market in Jita. I want to encourage that. It is hilarious. Make sure you know what you're doing. Like, ask, you know, if you don't know how market PvP works, like, you know, if you have a buddy who does it, that's great. It's kind of like, it's not something we necessarily like spell out in a forum post or anything like that. Or if we have, I'm unaware of it personally, who knows? But if you have a buddy who's into market PvP and you've got a bunch of extra liquid ISK, you are encouraged to continue to work together to ruin Jita for our enemies. One of the reasons why this has been so fun is, like, the thing I love about a Hell War, right? And this is going to be sort of a weird fireside because, it, like, I'm just delighted with this. Like, this is hilarious. We're having a fucking blast here. And, like, one of the reasons why it's so much fun is that there are things that we get to do in a Hell War that we don't ever bother doing in, like, a normal, like, oh, we're going to go Glass Tribute. Like, it's fun to do that, but, like, the kind of serious fuckery that we get up to, like, you know, market PvP where we're just going to ruin their market, the spy stuff, like, the Black Hand is killing it. So please join the Black Hand if you're even vaguely spy curious. There is, like, there's normal espionage stuff that happens, and then there's Hell War espionage stuff, because in Hell War, we are willing to burn spies to engage in like sabotage and fuckery at a high level, because that's when, you know, in these periods of peace, you preserve your agents. But in a Hell War, you're like, you know, weapons free, let's do this. So you get to do a lot more fun fuckery metagame shit in a Hell War doing Black Hand. Same deal with Insurgent Squad, which is like an arm of the Black Hand, has been killing it, and I love it. I'm gonna do some shout outs also for our allies. You know, as a coalition, obviously we're all in this thing together, but we are a much more together, united coalition than we were in the Casino War, right? Like, we have, I believe, really done a good job of learning from our mistakes in the Casino War, so that we were prepared for World War B. And I didn't announce this earlier because it just didn't seem, you know, we were getting, quote, invaded, unquote. But if there was any question, like, Iron Crown, Dracaris, and Ranger Regiment are like full members of the fucking Imperium, and we are delighted to have them because these guys have been doing incredible work, basically making sure that our Chinese time zone defense, which is really important because Fraternity is invading us, you know, these guys are fucking heroes. And, I love it. I love it. Having the fact that we have a 24/7 organization that is able to put pressure in all time zones and defend in all time zones is huge. Nobody else has that. Only in the Imperium. It's something that is unique in Eve. And that's one of the reasons, I guess, why the babies are fucking tired and crying after only 6 days of this, because we've been, you know, up in their guts nonstop, all day, every day, relentlessly. So I want to talk about burnout management. Here's the thing. This is a marathon, not a sprint. One of the things that we've already been doing in terms of like a shift system, it's not formalized. This is all just kind of, you know, advice, take it or leave it, is, you know, I personally have been doing a push day and then a chill day. And in the directorate, we've been doing this a lot. And different directors and different sub-directors are on like different schedules. So, you know, instead of push, 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 burning out, fragging, and then being useless, you push hard one day and you chill the next day, and then you push hard the next day and you chill the next day. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we have been able to maintain this pressure, because instead of just slamming our heads into a brick wall all day, every day, and then getting mad and spazzing out about it like Alpha Star Pilot did, you know, on our, you know, we respect our chill days. We respect that this is going to be a long war. On offense or defense, if they continue to fail to invade us, we will be on pure offense because whatever, fuck them, and test is next. So this is going to be going for a while, regardless of whether they are effectively invading Delve. If not, we will be effectively invading them. So there you go. Manager burnout. If you have a push day, if you feel tired, I would prefer you to preserve your willpower as a resource. Take it easy, a little bit easy the next day. Don't burn yourself out because we need everybody. A couple other things we're doing here. So ADM fleets. One of the things that's really exciting about a Hell War is how innovation happens, right? Like the pressure that comes to us from having 150,000 puppies trying to come at us means that we have to get creative because we're outnumbered, and also we need to preserve everybody's willpower. We have a new kind of ADM fleet. We are still doing traditional ADM fleets, and those have been working very well. But we now have something that I think is super cool, which is we've started using Rorquals. We have realized that because we have tons of Rorquals, and Rorquals are a lot of fun, goons love Rorquals, on some of these ADM fleets, instead of using mining barges, you have like a gate camp with a cover fleet. And then behind the lines, you just park a couple Rorquals in a couple different systems, and it yanks up the industry index faster than you would believe. So it's very effective. Like just like 10 dudes in Rorquals can yank up the ADMs in a constellation in like an hour, whatever. It was like, we did this the other day. It was super chill. And one of the things I want people to keep in mind about the ADM fleets is it is critically important that we keep these ADMs up. You guys all know why. We don't want to get Citadel spammed. But it is going to be easier to maintain them now. And I want you to understand the mechanics of this, right? Because in the early days, building the wall is tough. You have to grind in belts and stuff in order to get the iHub upgrades. So the first couple of industry or military levels suck. Then GSOL comes around and works their magic. And then suddenly that system is spitting out ore sites and is spitting out ratting anomalies. And then it gets a lot easier. So the higher a system gets upgraded with those iHub upgrades, the easier and faster it is then to jack those ADMs up. And one of the things that we have been able to do is basically turn period bases into a fortress. And that owns, because previously speaking, we didn't really have it all that upgraded. You guys did a ton of work, and I'm really happy with it. So there you go. All right. Do we have a list of systems to grind ADMs in? Oh man, I am glad you asked that question. I'm going to blow your mind. Beautiful. And now you can see why Scopone is a fucking goon hero. Now, this is for people who want to do individual things. You know, if you want to go out and like solo ADM that, because we are in a Hell War, we are coordinating ADM fleets. But you can also just grab a Myrmidon and go out there and do stuff. Don't try to be a hero unless you feel like being a hero. And apparently a lot of us do feel like being a hero. So you know what? Just do whatever makes you happy. Okay, I have obvious shout-outs of GSOL or Heroes and how Recon is all over everything. Like, Recon and GSOL have been fucking kicking ass. Obviously, GSOL has been kicking ass because we just got done talking about how they're upgrading the iHubs everywhere. And, like, it's been... Everyone, I don't want to sound too corny or whatever. You know, I'm not very comfortable with feelings or anything like that. You know, I love it, I hate it, stop wasting my time are sort of, like, my three go-to feelings about things. But... I just have to say, I am really fucking proud of this space empire, like collectively, like not just Goonswarm, like the whole fucking Imperium thing. People have been busting ass and kicking ass in a way that is like higher than my highest expectations. Like just watch the last couple of days, I like helicopter mom and I'm like watching and, you know, the coordination team, I'm like watching to see what timers are where and making sure that nobody's dropping balls. And every single time I was like, hey, like, you know, is this one handled? Is that one handled? Is this? Is like, they're just all over it. There was no drop balls. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing to see like an organization sync up and like get to like maximum ass kicking. Like, it's really inspiring. I love it. I am very happy with this. So keep on kicking asses, guys. Like, and the more that we do this, the more fun we have. So we're having fun. The enemy is not having fun. And I really like that. I like seeing that. Does test is next mean that we're glassing them? I think I said that the path to victory lies through test skull. Like that's we dumped NC Dot, we dumped Bob. You know, they're welcome to be mad at us, but we're moving on to a younger and more annoying enemy of choice. And test is for probably like the next 5 or 6 years, whatever. I mean, we were most favored enemy status with Bob and NC Dot for like 14 years, and I think, you know, maybe it's a rebound with Test, but we can get at least 3 or 4 years out of kicking them around the galaxy. All right, so let's see what else I got. Talked about the ADM recalls. Look at the Stain Citadels. Miratrim hit me up earlier. There was a few of you before we were pushing this, before we realized that we had friends in the Stain Russians who would literally just sell us as many Nirvana implants as we felt like on the cheap, which is also a cool thing. We had the Stain Citadels, and we were doing burner missions to run for Nirvanas. I don't know how many people are still doing that. If you still have stuff there, I would suggest getting them out, because we have defended those Citadels pretty successfully, but it's obviously not a huge priority at a strategic level. So the Citadels get hit by some French dudes in Stain. So if you are a burner mission runner, we're not deploying the Imperium to defend those Citadels. We will if we can, but I would get your shit out. All right, let's see what else we got. Okay, I want to talk about GSFOE. So here's the deal. One of the things that sucks about FozzySov is that FozzySov sucks when it's disorganized. No organization that I've ever seen has really been able to make FozzySov handled in a quick and efficient way. And that's one of the reasons why, when it comes to non-strategic warfare, for the last several years, most of the blocks have just fought each other in spaceships. We blow up each other's keep stars, and then we do FozzySov as a cleanup. And that was before I encountered DeClorian Pilot, who had figured out a system and a way to do Entosis in a more efficient way. And when it's done efficiently, it is not bad. It's actually kind of fun when you're using a Chris Knife Bifrost. And we realized if we turn this into a SIG and then sort of spin it up as a full-blown, like, GSOL style organization, at the coordination layer, it's much easier to handle, like, global comms and everything like that when you have, like, an integrated, coordinated group that is optimized and has the full backing of the state for, like, specialized doctrines and a specialized defense team. And it's, like, it's just all set up, like, just do it. And we've got a bunch of really cool ideas. So I saw that Cryo had made a really cool piece of art poster for joining GSFOE. And I don't know if DeClorian has actually started, like, openly recruiting yet, but this is something we spun up just like 2 or 3 days ago. Like, he had already built this organization, we turned it into a SIG, and things are in motion. So I really want to say that Entosis can be a lot of fun. If you were in the Fremen before, the Fremen were very disorganized. They were intentionally designed as a harassment group. This is designed to be like, I mean, straight up, it does what it says on the tin. It's Goonswarm Offensive Entosis. It's GSOL, but for hacking and making it a way as most efficient as possible for us to do defense and to make things shitty and awful for the bad guys and take their space out from under them. So DeClorian's fucking baller, and I highly encourage that people check that out. And I guess the group for it is already there. Does that mean that the Fremen SIG will get removed? Yeah, we are basically replacing the Fremen SIG with GSFOE. So if you're an old school Fremen guy, please do join that. And Ragnar has linked the group that you can apply to it if you are interested. Let me check my notes. Let's see what else we got. War is obviously busy, so I end up with like a ton of notes for Fireside, and I'm gonna compile a lot of the, like, I think you guys are mostly up to speed with like what's happening in the war, but I'm gonna write up a big war update to sort of do the story so far of this first week, because I think it'll just be better to just spell it out in words and herf rather than trying to describe it on a Fireside. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, I mean, shit's going awesome. I mean, I assume you've seen some of the assassinations of hostile jump freighters that Minilove has been doing. That is also, Joe Painter and crew are doing their thing. We have scouted every single jump freighter that docks in a hostile staging system during this war. Their name goes on a list, which is then handed to Minilove. So anytime any freighter of any kind docks in the bad guys' stagings to resupply them, they go on a hit list, and if you want to be part of the execution squad hunting those guys down, Minilove owns. And yes, we also have Saturday Night Swarm tonight. I don't know what we're going to be doing on it. It's going to be chill and awesome, whatever it is. And I will be there high as balls. And who knows? Definitely listening to fucking Mind One. I got to say, there's no question, 1 week in, that only the Imperium could start a war with the coolest in-game DJ fucking party that has ever been seen in EVE. Like, we threw a hell of a party last Saturday, and then, well, we seem to be doing pretty well. So high fives all around. All right, so let me see. Yeah, so let's take some questions, guys. Is there anything we should focus on building? That's a very good question that I can't answer. So I guess the answer is... There you go. Serb Doctrine, yeah. So it's a hell war, so all of the FCs who are snowflakes get to have their personal snowflake doctrine. So if Asher wants Serbs, he can fucking have Serbs. I don't think that we're going to be letting any Tom, Dick, and Harry like crash Serbs into a wall, but Asher can work magic with Serbs in a way that very few FCs can. Or want to, whatever it is, Asher and Serbs just go together. So if you see him pinging for Serb fleets, please do go on them. If you see anybody else who is not an adult in the room pinging for Serb fleets, let me know. You don't have to. We'll already be going, what the fuck are you doing? All right, let's see what else we got. Do you think we'll do a Marauder Doctrine? Dude, anything is possible. Like, I have no idea. Like, if the FCs come to me and they're like, yo, dude, like, we have this crazy idea and it will help us win the war, and I'll be like, whatever. My attitude towards this whole thing is like, look, guys, we spent 4 years after the Casino War building up what I believe is the greatest space empire in the history of internet gaming. And if we're going to get attacked, that means it's just a blank check, right? Like, we built this thing to use it. This is not like... This isn't the Casino War where the enemy has infinite money and they have these fucking cheated casinos that CCP is then going to ban. It didn't start because of a weird threesome gone wrong in Space Monkey's Alliance that had nothing to do with Goonswarm. You know, it's a completely different war. So we're using everything we have. Is there SRP for ADM or Requals? I don't know, because we just started doing it 2 days ago. We're kind of doing things fast and loose here, because, you know, it's a fucking hell war. As we formalize things and figure it out, you know, there'll be threads and order and organization. All right, hold on a moment. I'll be right back at my door. Sorry about that. My girlfriend came over and brought her doggo, so I'm saying, hi, puppy. Yeah, no, I'm not getting spotted. I'm getting doggoed. It's good.
Is mom going to these?
All right, let's see what else we got. Why has Test been so pathetic so far? Because I would say that none of the leaders of Test have anything to do with Test's culture. And that they don't really give a shit. Like, if you think about it, you know, the original Dreadit culture was founded from a sector of REve with a group of whatever, Montolio and their crew. And, like, Dreadit is still in Test, and it's, in theory, like, the big Test corp. But, like, Billy, Pro God Legend, Manny, Suis, like, they're, you know, it's an alliance full of raincoats and opportunists and backstabbers and lamers, basically, or Magood boys, as Jay introduced me to the 10Ds subreddit, and I just really, oh my god, the Test is basically an entire alliance of Magood boys. Fedora tipping. All right, let's see what else we got here. Is there any way we can utilize our collective bees to shut down Test on REve and suppress them? We're already owning these people's faces. Like, they are doing upvote brigades and a whole bunch of other dumb that we don't care about. Like, you don't need to, like, upvotes don't win wars. They can upvote as much as they want this crap of, like, oh, here's some dumb meme that, like, they're like boomers trying to use TikToks. Like, it's just sad. You know, let them upvote Brigade it. Whatever, who cares? That's on them. Like, it's still dumb memes, and like they alienate their allies because they embarrass their allies. Like, their posting is so bad that people do not want to be their friends. So I'm cool with it. That's one of the reasons why I explicitly named Valcorissa in the State of the Goonian, is that I realized that that guy would go on a posting spree and that people can't stand him. And so he's like posting everywhere because he's like, I'm inside the Mitanni's head. And so like the face of like Test Alliance is like on Reddit is like Valcorissa and like that Captain Soban guy. And they're just excruciating little bitches, but they think that because they get mentions or they get attentions that they should post more, which we want to encourage because that alienates everybody else because nobody wants to hang out with those guys. So, like, you know, the system works. Let's see. How do we recommend new heroes earn ISK during this war? Routing is highly risky. ADMs dilute the bounties. That's a good question. I mean, there's a number of ways that you could do it. Abyssals work out pretty well. Exploration works out pretty well. There's a number of ways that you can earn ISK that are not ratting or mining to directly get cash. I would encourage that people check out the PvE, PvE, PvP, PvE sub forum. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Also, Myrmidons are functionally free. Like, seriously, like, if you get 4 ticks and you've paid for your Myrmidon, and I think that a bunch of corps even offer, like, reimbursement for them. So, like, you can get out there, rat in a Myrmidon, and in like 15 minutes you've made your money back. And if, and also the other thing about a Myrmidon is it has really good drone moduses, so if somebody tries to like tackle you in some random ass frigate, in many cases you can just kill them. So I would recommend that. Magnum Allen says PI. I'm basically like worst person in the world to answer that question when it comes to direct like PvE stuff, but you know, people can help you out on Elysium, and it looks like they already are, which is cool. Are we good on supplies? Do we need any mineral in particular? I would say that people should not be exporting anything, obviously. Like, we're doing internal production here, so like if you're mining stuff and you have minerals, keep it in the family, keep it inside of Fortress Del, Fortress Fountain, Fortress Period Basis. You know, don't export things to Jita because, you know, we're busy doing market PvP out there and stripping the market so the bad guys cannot get their ships. More questions about ADM, like Rourke Wall, like we, like I said earlier, dude, we started doing this like 2 days ago, so we don't have like a system or a process yet, or we're figuring it out as we go along. And when it comes to like if somebody loses a Rourke Wall and we say, oh shit, we'll give you reimbursement, we'll do that. But there isn't like a formal process yet. Again, like we're spinning up new orgs left and right, but the bad guys are not putting enough pressure on that part of our org layer. All right, let's see what we got. Will we hold other alliances accountable for their transgressions once all the dust settles after we're done with test? We'll see. I mean, one of the things that's important here is like this whole thing was started by test, and I think that instead of going to like one of our advantages is that we're very united. And one of the disadvantages of the 150,000 puppy hordes trying to invade us barbarian style is that they are extremely divided. They have 103 different alliances, and they're full of a bunch of people that are more interested in themselves than in their culture, in their people, in their tribe, in their coalition. And so one of the reasons why we're very focused on Test is that, one, Test is responsible for this. They schemed the whole thing up. Two, Test is a weak point because they fucking suck. And three, you always want to, you know, Sun Tzu, you always want to leave your enemy a golden bridge of retreat. But seriously, you always want to leave your enemy a golden bridge of retreat. There's no point in making threats or antagonizing or doing whatever, because we want the other people to go away, go home. You know, I feel kind of bad for these guys. I feel bad every time I see like a Brave New Beast fleet vaporized because, you know, essentially they were promised another great war, and what they got is something that was schemed up by some of the EVE Online NullSec metagames most famous losers, right? Like, if you look at the track record on the campaigns of like people like Manny, people like Villy, and I guess Villy's okay. I don't really know what happened with the FRT thing. I thought Villy was smarter than this, and it's really disappointing. I thought that this was going to be a lot more dangerous because I thought that after spending several years in the Goonswarm Directorate, Villy would have learned a couple things, and apparently he hadn't. And you know, Pickles is not known for seeing things through to the end. So I feel bad for like brave newbies, because they're you know, it's cute, like they have newbies blowing up iHubs in Cloud Ring and they're having fun, and like that's cool. We abandon Cloud Ring. If they want to pat themselves on the back about it, that's great. But I don't really hold any grudges against brave fucking newbies. I feel bad for them because essentially they followed the Pied Piper of idiocy. They followed these fucking test nerds off a fucking cliff, right? So keep all of your, you know, if you have this, if you have this energy, if you have this mojo and you're like, grr, I want to be mad at people in EVE Online, like test is next, dude. Like that's not changing for years. Like this is, they are fun to shoot because they are extremely annoying. And they're the most annoying people in the galaxy. And so until somebody else is more annoying, we're just going to keep most of the guns and the focus on test, because fuck them. Test is next. And they cry. Like, they cry like motherfuckers. Like, these guys are losing their shit on Reddit. It is adorable. Do I have a preferred genre of music for your next song? Not really. I don't want to, I don't like putting people in boxes, right? Like, if you have an idea where you're like, I want to do this thing, just, you know, you do you. I shouldn't be telling you how you want to express yourself. All right, let's see what else we got. Yeah, like, this whole upvote down shit doesn't fucking matter, guys. Like, yes, Test has upvote brigades. If they want to spend their time organizing upvote brigades and downvoting your posts, that's great, because they're not learning how a fucking software works. Like, let them do it. Their memes suck, and it alienates. Like, you have to understand, like, sometimes when somebody looks like really annoying, like, they think their memes are good. Like, I've watched them talk to themselves about, like, how they'll work together to build a meme, and it's awful. It's like the most amateur hour boomer garbage shit. There are some cool boomers, right? I'm not saying all boomers are out of touch, but their boomers are definitely way out of touch with reality and everything. And so their memes suck, their propaganda sucks. And that's good, because again, there's 150,000 puppies. Not all of them are in test. Most of them are not in test. And the more embarrassing test is and the worse they post, the more they will alienate their allies, because nobody wants to be stuck talking to the really lame, annoying guy at the party. And test is, if the galaxy is a party, test is that really awkward, lame, annoying guy that everybody's trying to avoid and get away from. All right, let's see what else we got. The director does not have a policy on casting evil spells at test. Do Rorquals, are they considered savable? I wouldn't be out there mining in a Rorqual if you weren't part of an op, the cover op. There is something that we're investigating doing, which is like having a strategic PvE zone where we organize a defense properly such that people can start doing their thing again. We have enough breathing room, I think, to, you know, I can't promise a day when we'll have that ready. It'll be probably sometime in the next week, depending upon how hot and heavy things are. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Sino Bounty. Yeah, so on the great Groth Minlio, I mangled your name, sorry. But yeah, I didn't know that Initiative was doing that. I think that's a great idea, and I made a note to talk to Atrium and the guys about bolting a Sino Bounty onto our existing bounty hunting program for Hostile Entosis, which incidentally the headhunters have been fucking kicking ass. You guys are out there murdering these nerds all day, every day, and I love it. Yeah, and also Propaganda Game is on fucking point. It's not just Cryo. Like, their Cryo obviously is a fucking hero, and I'm constantly pinging his things, but we've seen I'm forgetting his name, but there was a dude who made a really badass, like, crush your enemies and see them driven before you thing the other day. But yeah, like, there's just tons of awesome propaganda. Please keep at it. Is there an Entosis Hunter standing fleet? Not really. I don't know. If you guys want to organize something like that, you're welcome to. Like, we haven't needed to really organize it yet. In terms of hunting Entosis stuff, we have, at the strategic level, the coordination team obviously is sending QRFs where they need to go. Any developments with EVE Vegas? Well, the sad thing is that if you don't control a pandemic, it will rip through a population. And if an uncontrolled pandemic continues through the United States by October, a whole ton of people will be dead and we won't have to worry about it as much. So as of right now, eVegas is still on because, again, that's in October. And viral, let's put it like this. From a safety perspective, there is, if you're in the United States, there has never been a better time to stay inside and play some fucking video games. So just trust me on that. Like, it's, you know, that shit doubles every week. Math doesn't care about your feelings. Math doesn't care about your politics. And you can chart viral progression on a fucking predictable curve. So there you go. Play some fucking video games, stay inside, and fight in a hell war rather than, like, choking to death. Please do that. What will be the turning point of the war where we switch from defensive to offensive? It's a good question, but we've been doing offense every night, which is hilarious. So one of the things, actually, I don't know how much we did offense last night. We were mainly doing ADM fleets, but we have been consistently doing offense in Paragon Sol from day one, and Northern Esoteria and GSOL have been a bunch of fucking heroes. We have like towers all through their space. So if you're a hacker, you'll find that there's a Dick Star set up in every single constellation in Paragon Sol. We even have some towers in Esoteria. So like you can hack their shit and then hide in a tower. And this is one of the cool things that GSFOE is going to be exploiting to our benefit in terms of organized hacking and harassment. So like we've been doing a pretty good job. You know, they are, our vulnerabilities are in EUTZ, and because our enemies are fucking idiots, even knowing that they were planning an invasion of us, they chose to keep their vulnerabilities in US time zones. So we can do D in EU and then we can do O in US. Obviously, we're still doing a little bit of defense in US because we have to do ADM fleets. There's a bunch of work to do, but Paragon Sol and Esoteria are incredibly vulnerable. And even though they're trying to change their vulnerability timer, CCB made it such that you can only change vulns at an alliance level like once every 30 days. So you like set it and then you wait a month. So let's see what kind of work we can get done on offensive ops, especially with our new offensive hacking SIG, where it's more efficient and organized better between now and the time that they change their vulns. Do we have any plans to recruit other old members to come back? The frame of the question itself is wrong, Tassiman. It's an interesting question. We have not like been trying to recruit old players. Like we're fighting a war, we're doing propaganda, like doing our thing. Like people are coming back because they want to get in on, you know, duct taping Test to a wall, right? They want to give Test a swirly. They want to hang out with their buddies and have fun. And we're the good guys, and people know that we're the good guys because the bad guys are lame. And so you know that we haven't been like running around like, you know, yeah, sure, like we have Elo and Grath and Laz and Kindar and several more people coming in. Obviously, the sleepers are awakening, so all these ancient great warriors are popping up from, you know, 5-10 years ago. But it's not like we haven't blown the horn in Gundor yet. We haven't, like, actively tried to, you know, the puppies are saying that we're paying people to come back. We are not doing that. We're just doing our thing. We're going to put the boot in Test, and a lot of people want to put the boot in Test. So, you know, it's kind of a popular, fun thing. We're having a great time. Everybody can see we're having a great time. And so in a lot of ways, we don't really need to do any like, hey, man, could you come back? Because if we're doing a good job of running our space empire correctly, it's fun. It's engaging. We have a purpose. We have an enemy that's extremely annoying. And people want to join the party because it owns. Like, this is awesome. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't need our returning vets. We do need our returning vets. We do need, we're outnumbered 3-1 against the entire fucking galaxy. We need all the help that we can get. It's just not that we're like, we're not running around and like twisting arms and saying, hey, you need to come back and play and we'll give you ISK or something like that. The people that you're seeing coming back and playing are doing it because they want to come and play with us. That's all there is to it. Lincoln, I'm not actually going to explain it because I think that the bad guys don't understand what it is, and I don't want to spell it out on a Farside because then they will know what has not yet been done. All right, I've been running my mouth a lot here, so I think I'm going to call it. We are done with the Farside. Thank you all for coming, and let's get back to fucking work. This is going to be a continual process. There is SNS tonight as well. Mind One is going to be DJing. It will be a lot of fun. And I will see you all in Fleet as we continue to put the boot to Test, who remain next and will likely remain next for the next several years. Thanks, guys. Back to work.